Ride the Internet Wave. As a practical matter, he had no past, only a future. That's when he really came alive, when you got him on the subject of what was going to happen next. So writes Michael Lewis of Jim Clark in his new bestseller, The New New Thing, about the people in the place of the future Silicon Valley. The new new thing, it's the thing to do these days, come up with an idea, start an internet company, and get filthy rich. Even though Yale University junior Joshua Newman doesn't quite have Clark's billions, Lewis could have been writing about Newman. This internet wonder kid has already launched two startups, and he, like Clark, comes alive when you get him talking about the possibilities of the future. Newman grew up in Palo Alto, California, the internet mecca of the world, but he entered Yale with no business experience and certainly no intention of someday starting his own company. "If you told my parents that I'd be doing something like this," Newman says, "there would have been mild shock and incredulity." It was during his freshman year at Yale that Newman met David Fisher, then a junior, and the two of them began playing around with the idea of starting their own business. Newman's first startup with Fisher was SharkBite, an internet strategy and consulting site that was recently acquired by Quantrum International. While others hit Wall Street or Capitol Hill for fancy summer internships, Newman devoted his past two summers to working feverishly to hit the internet jackpot. And he plans to spend this upcoming summer launching his newest company, Paradigm Blue, a venture capital site dealing with student-driven projects. During the school year, Newman has the typical college student's challenge of juggling school and play. But in Newman's case, play is running his company, meeting prospective clients and driving to New York City several times a week. How many hours a week during the school year does Newman devote to his non-academic work? Newman doesn't keep count. He's afraid of the figure that he'd come up with. During the summer months, Newman did extensive traveling, meeting with potential clients all over the country. He has employed several college students in his company. The summer has become a popular time for students to get their feet wet in the business, and Newman has taken advantage of that. For now, Newman is focused on launching Paradigm Blue. His goal is for the site to raise $10 million by May 1st, at which time he and his partners will close the fund and start their fun. What comes next, who knows? But that's what's so fun about the new thing.